find out how much I really knew about those that walked and entered into the narrow gate. You walked the narrow path. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14 says, because narrow is the gate, or straight is the gate, and hard or narrow is the way that leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. I started to think of some of the ones that perhaps if I was walking in this narrow path, others would be preceding me. Who would they be if I caught up with them? How much do I know about? How much do I know about some of the Old Testament saints? Some of the New Testament saints, we realize that there's a different path there, different category that the Old Testament saints fall under, but nevertheless, they did trust God and walk in His paths and follow in His footsteps. And I suppose at the end I got to the Apostle Paul. I thought about Timothy, I thought about Peter, James, and John, and all of them. Although biographies might say their reactions to the Lord, how they fear, how they followed Him, met their net, walked with Him. But here was one who now sits in prison at the end of his life. And I studied before about Paul and read the book of Acts and made a few thoughts along those lines about how he stood up before Agrippa and the different things that were seen of him, and how because he was a Jew and also a Roman citizen, he was able to perhaps prolong his death. I was bold in standing up before her and telling him that he should know as much as he did about the things of God. The Apostle Paul is no doubt one of the ones who suffered the most. And he makes a statement, I lived in all good conscience. He was a Jew. He knew the Jewish rules. He knew the regulations. He knew the Torah. He knew what they went by. You can't say, well, he was disobedient to God. Now, he thought what he was doing was to benefit God, to go around and persecute all those that believed in the opposite things that he did. And that's not really talked about entering into the kingdom of God and seeking first the kingdom of God above. And all these things shall be added unto you. We spoke about the spiritual blessings more so than the physical needs. God in that later verse instructs him that the words he knows that you need what you need physically, but he also wants you to follow him spiritually. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And I don't think this time the Apostle Paul knew what the kingdom of God was. How it was to be worked out. He probably figured like me that this great man would come down and set up his kingdom here on earth. And that's probably what he was looking forward to, but he wasn't a tell you. But he said, well, he went around killing Christians and all those that believed in this way. But he did it because he thought he was doing what God wanted him to. He thought he was fulfilling and backing up what he had learned for the Jews. He's come a long way from then until now. The Lord met him on Damascus Road. Some of these verses, I highlight them that I never saw before. The Lord, through the light, stops him, blinds him temporarily, and says, who art thou? Not what are you? Not kind of religion are you? But who art? And later on he says, I know whom I have to meet. I know this person. I know this one that gave his life for me and died for me. Now it's not a matter of fact whether I know religion, or the part of the people, his commandments, so I'm going to follow him and for me to live is great. Anything less than that, you might as well think of completely worthless for you to think and believe. And nothing's great. Once he made that decision, this is what that I have to do. I read that again. I think the emphasis on now. I lived in all this time. I thought what I was doing was good. I knew that you were accustomed to laws and all the rules and regulations. I also knew the Romans, regulations and rules. So you couldn't fool Paul on either matter. You knew his rights, and you stood before Herod. You knew they couldn't do what they were going to do for him without some justification. And as a Roman citizen, they couldn't carry out their justice on him. He was a smart man. The Lord called him, separated him, turned him around, and said, I know who I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that knowledge from me. I'm sure he was going to say that, and he had a lot of that faith. At times when I suppose the natural sense, he could have taken that verse but not supposed. Ephesians 13, God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Spiritual blessing, material blessing. There's another side to that. We all say, can't be overlooked when it comes to all stuff. You say, well, I was supposed to keep the kingdom of God first, and I did that, and now look what happened. Now I am in the hospital. Now I am with some disease, some sickness. The Lord hasn't taken care of me the way I think he should. I haven't prospered the way I think I should. Apostle Paul learned all of this throughout his life. He spoke and preached to others. He got nothing for it many times. He got criticized. Many times he was in need of food and employment, and a place to stay. And the very one that should have helped him didn't. And he writes this interview about it. Now, here's a young man. Officer called him free. He never talked about himself very much. But these little things come out in a letter that he doesn't intend them to come out in, speaking about himself. But he's trying to encourage a young brother, a son in the faith. It's no wonder he wanted to follow the Lord and wanted to trust in him, because all these years he had served him. He knows a little bit about the all thing. Now, I don't doubt, in my case, and in yours, I'm only speaking for myself, I can't speak for you. But if Ryan had been abused as many times as he had, I would have had to question. Lord, you know, I spoke for you, I preached for you, I won souls for you. And you told me that you can first the kingdom of God. And all these things that we had in the year, is this part of the old thing? Where he said, that he wanted it, not how many things he's going to suffer. I wonder if I would have become bitter even. Here I am sitting in prison. Nobody. Nobody. You know, Apostle Paul preached, soldiers came, told them about Christ. He helped them in his assembly. He stayed some places for a year, some places 2 years. Traveling with no effort. The trouble to help somebody else. I just impressed. Where is it? We are supposed to be Christians. We are the ones that, had they not heard the message from someone as devoted as he was, they may not be saved. But now that they have their salvation, here's the one that led them to the Lord, their spiritual father. And he says, the only one that's left is me. The only one with me. Luke 6:10 writes down what Paul tells him, because he can't see enough to worry. He's sitting in prison. Think about Timothy, the young one writing the letter. Here's what I want you to say. We find all this in the second epistle of Timothy. The fallen apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved, grace, mercy, peace, and God the Father, and so about that one word that is asserted in there, mercy, which is the only time you'll find it in the writings of Paul, out of 13, books that the Lord allowed him to write. But he realizes at the end of his life, he's the same one that stood by the feet of 17, you know, the church. He was all for it. Had he known that he would be next, he'd been terrible for your next. But this one, verse, says mercy. He adds it all up in his other letters. He doesn't use that word mercy. But now, wasn't. By the mercy of God, he wouldn't be where he is. What will now happen to me? Not what I want to do. I did what I wanted to do. I did what I thought was right, but now I know what he wants to do. So he begins to raise the sentences out of this prison situation. And I suppose we all should learn something from this letter. None of us could ever compare the language. None of us have the experience that he had. He said, I thank God for my service and my forefathers with pure conscience. He has a different conscience now. He knows what he's doing is right. I have the memory of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, I may be filled with joy. And we spoke a little bit about how Timothy, no doubt, left as Paul left him. And those that help us spiritually when they're gone, we miss them. You won't be able to talk to Paul Timothy anymore because he's been separated. He's not a legion now. When you need help, you're going to have to find it for yourself. The Apostle Paul, as we noted a few weeks ago, and I'm only repeating this because the ones weren't here. We need to sign our name at the bottom of the letter. By that time, you perhaps understand this from the Timothy and Paul loved each other very much. And I don't doubt Timothy needed all the encouragement he could get at this time, but he was probably the leader of the Ephesian assembly. He needed help. So he opened up the envelope and added that letter and started out Paul. Right away, he was thankful to see some encouragement as he reads the word. He knows this is the one who loved him and spoke to him about the Lord, was saved to him. Now he expects to hear from him in the means of encouragement. He says, verse 5, call remembrance the unfeigned faith within me, which dwelt first in my grandmother, Lois, my mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in me also. Where have I put thee in remembrance without her of the gift God which is in me by the putting on of my hand? So those that go out to speak, those that perhaps can be encouraged by others. And I read an article where a mother, a father, had a son who was very eloquent in speech, very brilliant, and he decided that that's what he should do. He should be a preacher. He should be good in speech. He's good in speech. The Apostle Paul must have said, Timothy, I'm an apostle. Not because I want to be an apostle, but by the will of God. And anyone that tries anything else will fail. If you're not sent by God, then don't fail. If it's not God's will that you should be a preacher or a teacher or whatever else, seek God's will. And he says, stir up the gift that is within you. The gift that God gave. Remember how you were saved. Remember your enthusiasm. The first. Stir it up. Go back. And work on those things that you were are showing clues about at the beginning. But then remember, look back. Remember the gift of God that is in you. Not somebody else's gift, but yours. The Apostle Paul says, I thank God in my service. Sometimes you might say, thanks? Prison? God has allowed you to wind up in jail, beaten, cold, hungry, separated from everybody, where's your friends? Now you're going to get tight. Don't you question me off? No? God has not given us fear of fear, but of power, and of love, and of sound mind. We have not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me. Things that God added to Paul. He blessed him spiritually. if anyone walked a narrow way to attend part of it, that you there people find, not talking about the other days, talking about those like Peter, Thomas, and others who turn the side. Paul, where are all the souls that you spoke to? Where are all the ones that were saved? You might have said, look, there was a man went before me, dead 5,000, dead 7,000.
Financial means of some kind and being to a guard, whatever.
out of assembly capacity big enough to take care of all the little places, like emphasis, another one. We're the ones that send the financial needs to help. And yet he was speaking to the commission, preaching away. We all know that these things happen to missionaries and ministers to the Word of God, to do their lives perhaps for some small community when they could be somewhere losing the 10,000 that they devote their life. You know what he seems to care? So he worded in any way, so appreciate it. In the larger places, perhaps, they should have, did not, but the small places do. Apostle Paul did use the word himself, missing his credit for what he did. This letter ought to be an encouragement for all of us. He tells Timothy, preach all the truth, and to don't speak what they might want to hear, or like to hear, or for fear of getting put in prison or beaten, leaving out some of the things that maybe will aggravate them. Some of the customs that you used to. Don't go around any verse, maybe. Give it all to the Old Testament, the New Testament. Put it all together. To preach the whole truth. Should I suffer these things, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. I don't care what you do. It's time to encourage Timothy. I'm not going to be around any longer. If you care, take this letter. Read it and read it. I'm sure Timothy did. And he thought himself, he was persuaded by God that he submitted himself to God's teaching. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not part of it. All of it. I don't care who has to speak to. It's yellow. Courage. I'll tell them all. Because I'm just as jealous now to do what the ruling one that I was before when I lived in all those houses. Trying to get hold of the truth. Not for anybody to do it. I'd go anywhere to get a letter and lock them up. He did. If you're going to kill somebody because of your Christian, good, I'll stand there and watch you. I'll hold your truth. Now this is coming. He lives for Christ. He said, you see, I don't believe in the place you're living now. I don't believe what this one and that one says. I know whom I have to be. I'm not a person. I'm living in a clear conscience now. I'm determined to do what I want. I don't care what happens to me. It's not for the rest. The young, the old. We don't pay attention to some of these things. When the apostles, like Paul, who are you going to turn? Well, I don't read too much, so I don't know what to say. I don't have any idea what Paul did, what Peter did, what John did, what Philip did. I don't remember too much about Moses, Aaron. Was so important, you know, that you can't very well help. It's going to be your intent. In fact, you won't be much good to yourself because the first night comes along with us. I was supposed to see now passed it off to my own world and take that missile sit over there. I'll walk over there and go on. Separate yourself. You know what I said? He gave instructions to the children of Israel. He said, well, I've been there, I've been there. I want you to do it by their order, too. I want you to remember them anymore. You're not to go by them. I bring you to the land of Canaan. I don't think they're why they want to be. I'm on my path. My work is to keep my command. It's no matter where you are. That's the command to keep. So, they would convey this letter. Here is mine. The Apostle Paul, to try to understand some of the people that he might meet. Not now, where Paul would say this. Apostle Paul to my message 20. I'm not ashamed. Maybe I don't have anything left. But I'm feeling it now in heaven. He has far more to his credit than some of the other days. Turned and went back, not halfway. So you young people, you just